The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello to all of our listeners here at the Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good to be back. Howdy.
So this is the lithium episode, and we don't have any tricks to do with lithium, per se, in terms of breathing it in any shape or form. But in honor of knowing what our periodic table elements are, I looked up lithium because even though I've taken chemistry so many times, I still I'm like, what is lithium? Where does it fall on the periodic table and, you know, in groups? And so I found some interesting facts about lithium really quick that Ooh. Although it is metal, it is soft mm-hmm. enough to cut with a knife.
Yes, it is
so light, it can float on water. But lithium Whoa. Fires are difficult to put out. And then in keeping with last week, it is also one of the elements produced in large quantities by the Big Bang. So I don't know if I stole any of your thunder there, Kavi.
Nope.
or Benjamin. The list, everything I had written down. Years of research.
All right, well, that was the We're show. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, we'll see you next week. You know, I've taken chemistry so many times, but it's so fun to go back and, you know, kind of relearn just different properties of these elements, because I don't remember what color it burns, but lithium is also one of the elements that they use in fireworks, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And so it's like a pink or an orange, I think. And I remember, is it that color? Is it red?
Red.
There you go. It's red. So, you know, it's just kind of fun to connect. I like that we have this element of like science in this now, because it's fun to connect.
See, you know, we're talking about elements. Yeah. And she likes that we have this element of science. See,
my God. Oh, there are the puns.
How far was it? Welcome. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. There we go.
And now the show really can be done. So, welcome again. And like we kind of gave some teasers to last week, we do want to do an episode that focuses on highlighting good causes, and we're still working on that. So in the meantime, we decided that these next two episodes are going to focus on the Apollo missions with the intent of us looking forward to the Artemis mission, which is going to be Artemis 1 is launching next week. So we're also kind of, this is an Apollo themed episode. And we're going to talk about the Apollo missions and how it has paved the way to now what is going to be Artemis, which is so exciting. And so many people are heading down there. If you're listening to this and heading down right now, well, Godspeed, because I have heard that basically to plan for what should be an hour drive is like a 4 hour drive. That's how many people are planning on going down there, which is insanity. Kavi, do you have a fun fact you would like to share this week? Did you prepare anything for that?
Yes, there were a few things that I wanted to share about lithium, but you checked off all of them.
Sorry.
The fact that I can share, no, that's okay. There are always more fun facts to be had.
Always.
There was one fun fact that I learned this week that totally blew my mind, and it's related to general relativity.
Okay.
Now, the whole thing with general relativity, it's not going to get crazy complex, and it's a super simple idea. But basically, with relativity, everything's about your frame of reference, right?
Okay. I was going to say, is this famous last words? It's not that complicated. Go ahead. Continue.
Famous last words, indeed. Basically, the idea is that a photon, a light particle, intrinsically has no energy, no wavelength, and no frequency. The fact that we see it with a particular wavelength or energy is only an effect of us being an observer relative to the motion of the photon.
Yep. That's one of those, you know, like the double slit experiment, right? Like, how does that work? We don't know. We don't know. I love that. That is my favorite thing about science is having questions that we still need to answer. That is my favorite thing. Thank you for sharing your fun fact. And Benjamin, did you have a thing that you wanted to do this week in terms of either a birthday or perhaps yes. a day in history, something of that degree?
Sure. We are recording this on August 18th. So I'm going to skip ahead to the 19th because there's two awesome birthdays I want to shout out in the sciencey science-ness. Story Musgrave is a famous NASA astronaut. He flew on 6 shuttle missions, but he was the only guy to fly on all 5 shuttles. And wow. during deorbit wow. of his last mission, he didn't want to sit down. He did it standing up. And what? I don't know how he managed to do it. He did it standing up. That's what? As gutsy as it gets. And he did so holding a handheld video recorder, looking out the front window of the cockpit. And he was the first wow. person to see plasma threads going over the windshield. And he was the first person to record
this,
it.
And so. This video must live on YouTube somewhere, right?
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
Oh, my so God. We need to find that.
Happy birthday to what? Story Musgrave. And
happy
also...
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Leonid Kulik, a very famous Russian mineralogist who investigated the Tunguska event, a meteor impact site in Russia. Okay. That happened in the, 1900s, 1910 something, when there was this massive, massive, massive explosion that nobody could explain in Russia, and it generated so much light you could read by it in Europe and England. It was insanity. And they believed for a very long time that it was a comet that hit, but the modern research has found that there's trace evidence of a meteor. But still, he was the first guy to actually make the trek all the way out to this remote, remote place. And he found the creator, the crater. So,
wow.
Props to Story Musgrave and Leonid Kulik.
Happy birthday to them. Do you know how long was that light? Visible that you could read by it, you know. I'm just kind of curious if
for something like half an hour.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Was that from the Dang. Entrance through the atmosphere, or just from the explosion?
Both the entrance and the massive, massive explosion. It whatever hit, it was a meteor. It exploded well above the ground, high up into the atmosphere. Huh. So I would assume that would help transmit the light further distances mm-hmm. than had it just impacted the ground first. But yeah, there's also a massive burn as it comes in. Wow. It was a very, very large thing. The crater was huge, and it was like kilometers across, and there's trees laid out radiating in every single direction, all stripped of their branches, all laying down flat. And it was quite the event.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's famous event. Sort
famous
of.
The thing I think about a lot as a science communicator is that for so much that we know, there's always so much more to learn. And especially when it comes to history and all the different branches of science. And so I have always been very in awe of how much knowledge lots of other people can carry around with them at all times. And I always look forward to learning from other people who know a lot of different facts. So that was really cool. I did not know that story. Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting too that Russia seems to get a lot of meteorite, you often see videos yeah. coming in that are like, oh, big flash over Moscow or something like that. And is it, I would assume it's probably because it's just a very large.
Huge landmass.
Yeah.
It's got more surface area than Pluto.
We're gonna try all the things this episode, apparently. And I found a sound. You guys aren't going to be able to hear it because I'm going to insert it later. But I found a sound that's going to be the giveaway this week for someone Ooh. To win some IROC swag. It's kind of... I think it's pretty easy, but we'll see. I will play that clip once I'm done kind of spieling some stuff here. And then when someone hears that and they want to come to anywhere on IROC or Kavi's social medias or my social media stuff, comment what you think the sound is and we will send you some IROC swag. So mm-hmm. here's the sound. And
if you head over to did you hear that?
Did you hear it? No. Space Case Sarah 22 on Instagram.
I got chills.
Oh, did you?
Me too.
Fun fact science with Kavi. Science actually, or actually science, depending on which platform you're on. But just, you know, combination of those words will get you where you need to be. Find some post corresponding to this lithium episode and comment on what the sound, what you think it is. And we will send you some swag if you're right. So I guess for the sake of our listeners, I'll play it one more time. And there you go. That is your sound of the week. Your sweet sound of the week. I know, right? I know. They're going wow because they don't hear it. I'm going to be it's such a sound later in edit. It's a sound that's so soundy sound that's never been sounded before. So
it's the soundiest sound that I've heard.
Soundiest sound.
There was so much sound in that.
So much. Speaking of birthdays, though, really quick, it is kind of like birthday season for the Voyagers. They are. Uh-huh. We are going to celebrate their 45th birthday since launching. And Voyagers are very near and dear to my house, our heart. So I had to give a shout out to the Voyagers because it was, hold on, August 20th was when Voyager 2 launched. And then September 5th is when Voyager 1 launched. So we're kind of on their 45th birthdays. They're still talking to us way out there in space.
Via barely. Twitter.
Barely on Twitter. Yes, they do tweet.
It's hysterical.
It's sad because they do think that the time is drawing to a close because certain things are just starting to shut down on them. And, you know, they've been kind of kicking since the 1970s. But happy birthday also to them. And I don't know if you guys saw that there was a spacewalk recently on the ISS with two cosmonauts, and they had to abort it in kind of an emergency situation because there was a voltage fluctuation in one of their, they don't call them, I don't remember what the name of their suits are called, but they had a fluctuation of the voltage and they had to abort it 2 hours into the spacewalk that was planned for like six hours.
Yeah, those are 4 days. 2 hours is very quick.
Yeah. Wow. And then also, Mike, one final other thing to just kind of throw on your radar tomorrow, NASA is announcing where the Artemis 3 astronauts will actually be landing. Like right now, they're saying like the southern or the south pole of the moon is kind of the target area, but they're going to announce tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, it has already aired, but they are announcing where they're going to actually land. So that is going to be so really crazy. Exciting. It cannot be a coincidence that they're doing that preceding the Artemis 1 launch. Like there's no way that on purpose just to build up that hype, like Artemis, we're going back to the moon and here's exactly where they're gonna go.
I'm right? So on that hype train. I am like choo choo all the way. This Artemis,
it's gonna be great.
Choo-choo. Name that sound. So that's kind of our first 15-minute segment here. I'm going to remind everyone that you can go to, like I said, iRock Space Radio's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, find the corresponding picture or something that is related to this lithium episode, and I'll make sure to label at least the content that I share that way. So you can guess our sound. You can follow my lovely co-hosts' accounts as well, Fun Fact Science with Kobe, and... actually science with Benjamin. And when we come back from this break that we're about to get to, we're going to talk about Apollo. We're all kind of big fans of Apollo and moon landings and facts and nerdy history. So this is going to be an awesome conversation.
Us? No.
Wait, this is a nerd channel? No, I'm here for the sophisticated channel.
Oh, well, you should probably go.
I'll have to go.
Sorry. You're listening to the Space Case Sarah Show here on iRock Space Radio.